All right, so what happened when Jesus stepped into the region of Tyre and Sidon? Well, verse 22 tells us a Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Now, notice this. A lot of us can relate to this. When we have a loved one, and since, you know, let's just keep it solidly in this context. This lady said, "My daughter is suffering terribly." A lot of us know that when our child, one of our children, is suffering, we're suffering. When we truly love our children, we do not want them to suffer for any reason. We're not always going to be able to keep them safe from all suffering, etc. No doubt about that. But this lady, like so many of us, wanted her daughter to be rescued from whatever suffering she could be rescued from. And notice what the lady says. "Have mercy on me." This is not a bad thing to ask for either. Now, she's not being selfish. Look, real talk about real life, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we do here. When our children are going through something and we genuinely care about our children, we are going through something too. We as parents are going through something. Fathers go through something. Mothers go through something. And we are distressed. And we want our children well. Because not only will our children finally be well and be relieved of their suffering, but because they are going to be relieved of their suffering, we as parents will be relieved of our suffering, of the torment and the distress that we're going through as a result of our children's suffering. "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Her daughter was really going through something. And sometimes, you know, our children are really, really troubled. And sometimes we're thinking to ourselves, this just doesn't make sense. Why is my child having all this trouble? Why is my child going through this? Why can't we get things to change? What is this? This just doesn't make sense. And sometimes it doesn't make sense because what's going on is beyond natural. There's something beyond the natural that is causing the problems. This lady knew that her daughter's suffering was being caused by demon possession. Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." She keeps crying out after us. She didn't just go to the Lord Jesus and say, "Son of David, have mercy on me." When he didn't say anything, she stayed on his disciples. "Y'all got to do something for us. Do something for us, please." That's not what the scripture says, but the scripture does say she keeps crying out after us. I'm giving you an idea of how she could have been crying out. He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me." I tell you, there is something I have seen women from other cultures. I've seen women from Africa kneel. I mean, African women from Africa. I've seen them kneel And there's something about their kneel that is so special. Their kneeling seems to be, their heart seems to be in it when they kneel. When they take it upon themselves to kneel, it is something special to see. I mean, you can see they're not just going through the motions. They are truly humbling themselves before the person before which they're kneeling. And you can see the sincerity in their faces. You can see it in their body language. You can see it in the way they go down on their knees. The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Her daughter was released from that demon and from everything it had been doing to her. Remember Job and all the physical problems he had as a result of what Satan had been doing to him, to his physical body, all those painful sores all over his body. And then in the end, the Lord God healed Job, set him free from Satan's power and healed his body. "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. We don't know what all that demon had been doing, or those demons had been doing to that little girl, to that lady's daughter. But we do know she was suffering terribly, because the lady said she suffers terribly from demon possession. Whatever that demon had been doing, it stopped. Whatever troubles it had caused that girl, it was over with. Had the demon done something to afflict that woman's, the body of that woman's daughter? Jesus healed her. We know he did, because the Bible tells us her daughter was healed from that very hour. Not only was the daughter released from the presence of that demon, but her daughter was also released from everything it had done, and her body was restored to health. That's what happens when the Lord Jesus heals us. We are restored to health. And if someone was born with a physical problem and Jesus heals us, well, we don't have health restored, but he makes us like new again. In other words, he renews us. Y'all remember what I shared with you that meant? Oh, I forgot to give you that one again today. Renewal is to revive or reestablish or to recover as to recover one's youth, or to be restored to a former point. And here's the one again that really gets me. I love it. To make new, or as if new again. Restoration, to return to a former, original, unimpaired, normal condition. That's beautiful. And ladies and gentlemen, it's so important that we go about the business of believing God will take care of us. Again, I'm talking to people who already have an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking to people who do not have that relationship. Again, remember, not one of us was born having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Not one of us. And we all who are saved by grace through faith. And both the grace and the faith are gifts from God to enable us to believe that He'll forgive us, set us free from the power of sin, and make us new, new creatures, new people, new individuals. This woman was not saved. She did not have a history, I'll put it this way, of having had an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus. But she had to believe Him. And Jesus Himself said, "Woman, you have great faith." And because He embraced her faith, He healed her daughter. And what else happened as a result of His having healed her daughter? Think about what I shared with you from the beginning now. "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me," the mother cried out. When He healed her daughter, He also relieved her of her suffering. Back in just a few.